Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Father, we want to give you praise. We want to honor you because you deserve it, and there is none like you. Tonight, with the wisdom that can only come from you, speak to our lives. And please, Lord, help us that by your strength and by your power, this will be a meeting of resuscitation. That no one under the sound of my voice will remain ordinary. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Good evening, church. God bless you. You may please be seated. Sit, please. I want to welcome everyone connected with this meeting or to this meeting from everywhere you're joining from. God bless you. This is a very important subject of discourse, particularly for this season. But as I prepare towards this subject, I sense the need to start with caution. Living a life of early track record, or simply put, begin early. Let's turn our Bibles quickly to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, which is the subject of discussion. The army of God's people, the Israelites, and the Philistines had set themselves in battle array. And it was Goliath who brought the offer. What you might call man-to-man contest. So there's no point for the entire army to fight. Give me a man. Give me a man. A man that can fight. Give me a man that can challenge me. And when Goliath brought that proposal, he maintained his stance for 40 days. 40 days is a long day, or is a long period. It's as good as somebody maintaining his stance for a month and 10 days. That's a whole lot. So they were in camp, and every morning Goliath would wake up and he would challenge them. So are you saying all of you armies of Israel are wimps? There's no man amongst you to challenge me. He did that 40 full days until David came to camp, the assignment of his father. And he heard somebody throwing a challenge. He asked them, well, who is that guy? It's Goliath. One of the first things you will discover is that they had talked more about Goliath in the camp than they had about God. What you are conscious of becomes your object of fear. Talk more about Goliath. That's Goliath. But David asks, what will be done for the person that will kill this guy? It was not a question of, it was not guessing around. It was a conversation of certainty. He was fully aware of what he said. He knew quite all right. I will finish him. That's a teenager talking. So finally the conversation got to Saul. Saul said, "Hey, youth, this guy has been fighting since the days of his youth. As at this time, Saul already had a son that is far older than David. Goliath and Jonathan and David are not age mates. Jonathan was by far older than David. If there was anyone in the camp, there is a very deep context. So I'm just going to talk about the one that concerns this series. But if there was anyone in the camp that had the tendency of bringing Goliath down, it was Jonathan. Jonathan was the only person in the army of Saul that did what some of the mighty men of David later did. God was with him. And I've seen, fortunately or unfortunately, just like a medical doctor sometimes attend to patients, and you know, medically speaking, this patient will not survive. I've been invited to places, ministries, to teach leaders to do this and do that. And I knew in my heart, until you give the youth a chance, there's no future. Same thing is happening in Africa. I don't want to go into that. So the hand of God was on these young boys. So First Samuel 17, verse 32 now. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail him." A few wisdom to learn from here. This was not David's first encounter with Saul. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. You can't do... God help me. See, there's wisdom. The reason David could have the opportunity to fight Goliath is because he had first responded to the opportunity to serve Saul. You can't have your big kill if you despise service. Listen, hold on. All right. Listen. There's no man who truly rise to stay standing that the entry point is not service. Listen, all right. I have seen people tell me, "We know God has put his grace upon your life. Train me for ministry. Train me for this." I can't train you by teaching alone. But I'm going to train you service. Service is what affords the opportunity for you to be schooled. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can write. Service is what shows that you have come to be taught. Service is what shows that you have come to learn. Anybody can be in church. Teaching informs. Service reforms character. And David did have the opportunity to serve under a man that they all knew God had left. And there was no record of rebellion. Should there was, or if there was a record of rebellion, he would not stand the opportunity to face Goliath. What I'm trying to tell you is that the leaders you hate, they are still your lifetime opportunity for access to destiny. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me say this to you. Let me cut the chase. You see, until you begin to get your hands dirty in your local church, you ain't going anywhere. That's where it starts from. What can you do? What duty bounds it? You have the opportunity to grow by just somebody lecturing us. As powerful as lecturing is, great men don't get made by that. It's service. Say, I love to listen to apostles' messages. They are powerful. I didn't begin as a preacher. It was an opportunity to serve first. Let me say this to you. It doesn't matter how powerful you are in preaching. If you are not taught character, you won't preach for long. That's the way it works. You won't preach for long. And it is service that deals with that. So, David was not coming from nowhere. First, he was serving Saul. It was because Saul was in the battlefield. That's why he could go back to the sheep of his father. So everything about his life was service. It was from caring for that sheep that the father now said, take the food to your brothers. That's more than 40 kilometers journey. In the east, where there's so much heat, the opportunity to kill Goliath came because of obedience to service. That's where it came from. Obedience to serve. That's where the opportunity came from. I've seen people several times tell me, Apostle, give me the notes for so and so teaching. I always laugh. Notes are good. But if I tell you, do this, do it this way, it's better. It's more than 10,000 notes. Let me say this to you, very frank with you. One of the very serious signs that you matter in God's agenda is that it gives you a model early. A model. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say it loud and clear. Service. Say it again. Say it again. Service. That's what makes men. How many sermon notes do you go back to? Remember those powerful seminars you attended? You can barely remember. True or not true? Talk to me now. Talk to me. That's the way it works. It's service. So I'm going to show you a few things because I don't want you to get too excited. Oh, track record early, begin early, get your early, early. Hey, there are certain things if you don't find early, you blow out and blow out. Blow out and blow out. And I'm telling you what I'm saying by the grace of God. I'm going to be around for long. And that's why I said, by the grace of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I've taken time to study certain things. There are a few conclusions I have. I think I was listening to Daddy Kumbuyi yesterday. yesterday night. I think that message should be in 1994, thereabout. That should be about 29 years ago. And I was talking. He said, when we preach the message of repentance, your response is makata kata kata kata. We preach the one of restitution. I said, this generation will insult what this man is saying. But it's correct. That's why those men were able to build strong work. Because they said it where it is. And was telling them where their pastors are. If anybody is teaching you contrary to what I'm saying, he's deceiving you. Because there are dangerous pastors in ministries. I've seen in the body of Christ where somebody is privileged to serve under a major father in Nigeria. And every person this person was following are saying contrary to what the father is saying. He was building in the opposite direction of what the father was building. And finally, he plundered the church and went with all the members. The father gave him access to himself. I will just say this. Jotting. It's not what makes men. Training. Training involves a rebuke. Oh, yes. Ask your neighbor, can you be rebuked? Or they can't talk to you at your age. Ask him now. Are you afraid of asking your neighbor? Rebuke. Correction. Setting into a place. Realignment. That's where men are made. That's what makes sermons useful. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, because I'm going to tell you the truth. So David speaking to Saul here was not, it can't be his first opportunity, and then you're talking about going to do what the king could not do. He had first humbled himself in service. Played the harp for the king. Played the harp. Has been doing that for a while. We couldn't tell for how many years. But we knew it was about the same time that David was anointed, that the problem of Saul started. What actually went wrong with Saul was it was the spirit of depression. Nothing could pacify him. It was only the harp. So David played that harp for Saul for at least 5 years. At least how many years? 5 years. Hold on a minute. Samuel had come and pour oil on you. And the next assignment you receive is to be a servant. For 5 years. That's character. After that, the dad could still call him. Go back and keep the sheep. And he will still do it. That's character. That's character. Let me teach you a lesson I learned about followership. A very, very important lesson. At some point at the gym, my personal push and hunger for fitness is much. So I don't really wait for to be motivated by anybody. I'm self-motivated. So one time I began to make up my mind that I think I'm done with this trainer. I can check YouTube and just do things myself. So I don't keep stressing him because we're supposed to be two. And now it's taking just me. So I don't stress him. I think I might be done. But actually it was because I felt I now know it. I know the exercise that will build the upper body, the abs, the hamstrings. So I just feel it was there. God was watching me. One of those days, that was just about 30 minutes to the end of my session, he came. So he said, do this. I said, I've been avoiding that thing throughout the day. this program you asked me, there's a reason I've been avoiding this one. He said, you are going to do it. And you are going 15, 3 times. So I discovered. You need a trainer for what you don't like to do. Not for what you know how to do. Listen. You can begin to learn the same knowledge online. A trainer is the one who makes you do it on site. Training can be done by proxy. So I discovered that, if I'm left to myself, I will not be able to do what I know. It is the trainer that makes me do what I know. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you know it doesn't mean you can do it. And it's a general thing. They were supposed to teach him. Okay. This topic. Somebody can even go and check. Like I mentioned a series. Somebody go and check everywhere it exists online. So I know it now. I know it now. I learned that lesson. And I began to apologize to God in my heart for even thinking like that. It humbled me because the 30-minute session was more than the effect of what I had done for 2 hours. It was more. Because for that 2 hours, I was still energetic. But when it was done with me in that 30 minutes, I knew where my body was. I said, all by myself, I will avoid the most important. What are you avoiding? What are you avoiding that God has raised someone to tell you to go the hard way? What are you avoiding? One of my friends called me on Sunday. A father in the body of Christ went to dedicate his company for him. Not to mention the name. The man said, I want to pray for you. He said, but before I pray for you with my full mouth, let me ask you a question. So the man asked him, do you have anyone that can look at you in the eye and tell you when you are wrong? Say, I do. So he called me and said, you were the one I was telling him that I know you can tell me. I said, you are a very stupid boy. So you know I can tell you, you stress me. So we just ended that there. Early in life, God must plant people in your life that can look at you and tell you, not like this. And they don't have to have the results you have. They don't have to. What a father supplies is preservation. They don't have to. If what he knows is working, it should be. No. You see, let me say this to you. Calm your nerves. Calm your nerves. I am in this city. I have less than a year left. Let me go there. All right. Let me just leave that. So, David and Saul must have seen that anything David does, he does diligently. He must have seen. He does it diligently. He allowed him. David said, in verse 34, said, thy servant kept his father's sheep. That's service. That's service. That's service. Because many of you look at early track recorders, start blowing everywhere. It is in the place of service that they will help you correct the things that can destroy you. I remember the first time I had the opportunity to preach. I thought I preached well. I was excited. My pastor got on the altar. So where did they get that Fulani boy from? Ha! Ha! Say, we gave you opportunity to preach. You came wearing palm slippers. Hey! Nobody had ever told me in my life. I came from a church where they do things anyhow. You can fly your shirt and do anything anyhow. Wrinkled clothes. Then we give you opportunity here. You wear palm. Ah! He said before the old church. What I'm telling you, if I was offended and left, there will be nothing called Sphere of Light today. Calm down. Calm down. Let me tell you, I sat down and began to trace my life. I saw several junctions that if I had been offended, this ministry would not be. I saw it. So if I was not here, there's no way I'll be here at this time than to have met this person then. There's no way. Training. Say it loud and clear. Training. Say it again. Training. Our emphasis in Sphere of Light Church is training. What did I say? What do we emphasize on here? Training. What do we emphasize on? Training. What do we emphasize on? Training. So you don't know those who follow me by how eloquent they are. You look at their character. Those who are connected to me, you would never see pride. They are not boastful. You see humility. You see patience. You see patience. They are not loud. Check our resident pastors. Never see anybody who is loud unnecessarily. Controlled life. Cultured life. You don't see me jumping everywhere, do you? You see me jumping from pillar to post. Posting frivolities and nonsense. You see me do that? Never. When God gives you a model, pattern after your model. See, before Elijah was taken, the sons of prophets said to Elisha that, do you know God is about to take your master? After Elijah left, the wife of one of them who had died untimely came back to say, your servant. The one he didn't see as father, he could see the follower of that one as his master. In his absence. My heart is very heavy for all of you. That's why I'm begging you. If you fail to humble yourself in the generation you should, you humble yourself to those or under those who paid attention to that generation. If you must continue with destiny, or you retain your ego. And you leave, and there will be an economy of some things there. But your children will ask you. What I'm saying is that if God give the three of you the opportunity to learn and rise at the same time. My spiritual father taught a message, rise with your generation. That's one of the most powerful messages I've ever heard in my life. You will rise with your generation. Yeah. I feel like prostrating and beg you. I said again, you will rise with your generation. Yeah. If God gives these three guys the opportunity to say, this is your model, follow him, that's your father. One of them say, I know more. Chap, 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 chap. Where is this? And these two follow well. Because of where life will put him, he will no longer be able to follow this man again. To continue, you'll have to follow those who followed. That's the way it works. Not many people can now do this later. So they will have to keep the stories of in the days that we used to. Stories without proof. Some in 1970 something, we were together at SRK. What happened? When that generation was taking the flight, what happened? The leader you despise, you think followership is about you. You will not always have the chance to follow the same man. Life can keep you far. I'm telling you. Once I'm done with this city, I'm done. Go to another city. God will have also raised people there. People who need to. Because coming here is for the destiny of men needs to unlock. And they must see it. They must see it. I don't know who I was talking to. I was talking to one of my boys. And I know he gave me permission to share this story. I've just left him to himself. It's 2019. I was praying this year. God said, call him. It's 4 years after. Pick my phone. How are you doing? He busted into tears. Said, I told God, this is my last option. Give me a sign. Still interested. We spoke for 15 minutes. How many minutes? 15 minutes. What had been scattered since 2019 was resolved in 15 minutes. Destiny set back. Back on track. You see, nobody can do it like the one God has anointed to do it. There's no amount of books and pastor's training you can attend that can fill the role of your father. I'm just talking to you because before we get too excited about this series and say, oh, this powerful series, hear me. Hear me well. And listen, settle down. Many of you have orientation that is contrary to what I'm teaching and what I stand for. In your own words, you have a mind of your own. Fantastic. I believe my life was preserved this year because I obeyed my spiritual father. He called me and said, Apostle, if the one who God used to ordain you as an apostle is calling you apostle, should you not humble yourself? You now say, I'm an apostle, he's a pastor. You see, that's foolishness. Sit down, let me teach you something. My heart is quite heavy. When I met my spiritual father, I met him at a phase in my life where when I go to church, I didn't used to have transport to go back home. Many times, he would just descend and tell one of the pastors to run after me with money. One time I was sick. I was on oxygen. He came to the hospital and he dropped money. And I knew that money he dropped was, if not almost, all his salary. I just stayed there. But I was telling God, bring me out of this. There's nothing I have that your servant will have to cry to you for. Let me tell you, and I said this while I was teaching about church. You can ask my wife. The final day I thought about church ought, I couldn't sleep. I lost my peace. You know why? The questions people were asking was indicative that they are far. Not every pastor can open their heart and say, ask anonymous question and let a neutral person be reading it. But many didn't see it that way. You see, you may despise a man and you may never attain that level of growth, that level of strength of the spirit. And check the things I'm teaching you. You have to be strong. Let me leave it. I don't blow my own trumpet. And there's a reason why I'm teaching you this. And my word for you tonight, calm down. There are many things that you must get the foundation right. It's not just about blowing out everywhere. Get the foundation right. My wife's dad called me. Because you may look at these people and say, what's the size of their church? He said, stop doing this, stop doing that. I said, yes, sir. I had to go and pray because I think at the areas of my body. What's your body when there's an instruction? But thank God I obeyed them. My spiritual father and him, because they said the same thing. You know, when I came to Abuja, it was when I got to Abuja, if I had been doing that thing, because of the weight of God's wisdom on my life and how those things I do spread, there's no guarantee DSS will not pick me up. That's the truth. And that I will not be suffering for the gospel. Because God did not send me to do a looter. If I had said I have a mind of my own, I'm telling you, I will not be here holding the mic. I remember being on the flight coming to Abuja. I just kept saying to myself, it is until I get home before I know that, okay, nobody's following me. As I came down, I was starting to say, Misha, post. I didn't post again. No. Because I was instructed. And he preserved me. Meanwhile, it was just one video I made. One. The video got to over 2 billion people on Twitter. One video. One. And I'm like, what have I even done? I have much more. Oh, boy. It's boiling inside. It's boiling because it's just little. It's only just many of those activists were sharing it. They block my Facebook account. Act it anyhow. Man, we can't even do the things we should do now because that platform was like they shut me up on that stuff. Till now, we have not gotten it back. One time, they were trying to open another page. They just asked the person, are you related to Femi Lazarus? As he said, yes, they blocked him on Facebook, deleted his existence on Facebook. In fact, they now even told the cybersecurity team that they will have to get a letter from Nigerian government. I've never said this publicly. That they will have to get a letter from Nigerian government for me to open the Facebook page again. What did I do? So to let you know that some people entered my matter. One could even die. See, I have a mind of my own. Can be short. And it won't be your assignment. It's just nonsense that killed you. Because God planted. Have you seen that scripture? Let me show you the scripture. Proverbs 5. Let me show you because before we start blowing out on this topic, you need to understand what I'm teaching. Proverbs 5. Let me tell you something you don't know. Many of those who once followed me in ministry and got to a point where they rebelled and left, they still need what I've taught to navigate. See, how did Apostle teach me that time? But ego will not allow you to humble yourself and be taught. In the next 20 years, what did he say 20 years ago? My God. My God. I sense a very strong need to go back to my emphasis. Proverbs 5:1. My son, attend to my wisdom and bow your ear to my understanding, that you may regard discretion, that your lips may keep knowledge. So the lips start speaking about strange women. Don't follow after strange women. Don't follow after strange women. So you see, when you follow after strange women, he said, remove your, from verse 8 now, Romans and Proverbs 5, 8. He said, remove your way far from her and come not near to the door of her house. Lest you give, this is a very strong word. Say, lest you give your honor to others. That is, you live your life seeing people honored the way you should be honored. And you'll get the opposite, which is shame. Unless you give your, I just feel like leading us to pray. You will not give your honor to others. Yeah. You see, sit down. Let me tell you, I'm doing what I'm doing with fear and trembling. When I look at all of you, I look at our people in Lagos Church in Ibadan, all of them, my heart is heavy. In the next 20 years, will those who are still holding the mic still be able to hold it? Will those who are sitting in front still be frontliners? Because in the race, just like a marathon race, different conditions make people tire out. Some will come from the back, overtake those you never thought of. But who's that? It's perfect. That's why I tell all my pastors, don't play two. I'm the most transferred pastor in this church. I'm the errand boy. Abuja, we soon settle a 1,200 capacity tent. We fill it up. You are enjoying yourself. What will I be doing? So I ordained an apostle to sit down for fun. I'm out. Back to the field. One of our friends was asking us yesterday, say, how will you do with the children? God will give them wisdom and understanding. So a time will not come, I will transfer a pastor. They say he doesn't like him. Ah. Don't play too. Don't settle too early. I came to this city by faith. We were ready to sleep in this place. Go and buy student foam. We'll be here. The ladies will be somewhere. Myself and the boys. That's the way I came to Abuja. In case somebody think ministries, maybe somebody's raining some millions. I came here with the word of the Lord. Maybe I don't like myself. The final week to get to this city, the money kept on ground for house rent. God said, release it. You see me finish service and wait for Uber. I drive good cars. Good cars. I'm not broke. Fantastic cars. I have eye for good things. Sometimes I ask myself, are these children even, if God say follow him, do you see? Or you think he's a fool? And I'm saying this on record so young ministers can learn. Can learn. Ministry is not just, you have to get your track record. Your track record is not just about blowing out. Yeah. You will take in the cup of the suffering too. I entered the office here, they helped me put some plastic chair together and a plastic table where I put my pad on it, I study. You come to my office in the Ibadan, there's AC everywhere. Sit down comfortably, put my fridge there. They stock it with drinks, water. The apostle. But we're on the field. We're on the field. Don't get too heavy to carry, to be carried. Doesn't matter the title and the position. Walk mode! Walk mode! Walk! Be ready for new challenge. New opportunities to serve. Work mode. Before I leave here, I'm going to Kano. Start a branch in Kano. Start a branch in Kaduna. What am I going with? The word of the Lord. As I said, when we saw that place we are getting, as I saw the place, I said, my job is rounding up here. Bring somebody here. Enjoy the whole ambience. I'm out of here, man. On to the next one. Start from the scratch again. It keeps you humble. You have nothing to boast about. The time doesn't come. I send somebody to Abia. He doesn't like us. Is he thinking about us? I don't know why I'm telling you the things I'm telling you. But let he who have and hear. Yeah. When you see men of God today, UK, Canada, America, you say, I want to be like them. I don't know who I was sharing with. Talking about track record. When Daddy Joe moved to a redemption camp, it was just one house in the entire camp. So they have to move the children every day to Lagos to attend school. Then come back. And one time he shared the story. Ah, may we learn from these fathers. May we learn. This generation that want to do ministry start in a day. May we learn. And he shared how that they were going to eat, but there's no meat for the family. And he had to take the children on a walk and started teaching them how that there's something called okra meat. If you are sent on a mission trip and there's no meat, will you not consider yourself to be hated? The reason why many people get offended when they are sent on missions is because they don't know that God is the one sending them. Meanwhile, if you don't go through the same cup, you will not be preserved. You won't be. I have people who are jumping from pillar to post. They won't settle down in one ministry because they can't pay the price with anybody. They want where it is ready. Where it is ready. Why he was educating them that you will eat onion or okra meat. That's how their dog ran into the bush, was battling with a squirrel. It was that squirrel the family ate. The same pastor here at Adeboye. Same man. How many years ago? Can you endure process? Can you suffer hunger? This one that you have the ability to do all that, but this one because the instruction of God has constrained you to a path. I've shared this story before. Some things were happening in church. I was not cool with it. I said, God will not use anybody, use me. I emptied my account and buy keyboard. When I went home from church, my wife called me. Yeah, we have emptied all our account now. Our daughter's tweak, I know it's not something long. Our daughter's diapers has finished. Ah, oh, luau. Let's gather all the handkerchiefs. That's the way our mothers did it. We didn't die. Stuff them in our pants. Wear them like that. She'll be fine. We sat down in the car discussing that. Somebody just sent me 3,000 naira. I said, Apostle, I'm sorry, this is small, but manage. Ah! Small, That 3K was what bought the diapers. And I'm the lead pastor. I have access to instructions. Meekness is power under control. Don't say you are meek when you don't have power. You have to have power to be meek. Anybody who is broke is humble. That's wait till something starts coming. How much have you touched before? How much sacrifice have you made? I'm just being honest with you. Because we're in the season of sacrifice. Somebody don't feel like sponsor the church. How much? How much? What's the highest? We must be humble. And if we have found that this is our life, pay the price early. Part of the price is hunger. I say, when all this Nigerian church, they are not so excellent. When I watch TDJ's ministry, I see a lot of excellence. Shh, 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 shh. Shut up. Shut that smelling mouth. Shut it up. And I mean that statement. TDJ's ministry, he pastored 10 people for 10 years. No, 5 people for 10 years. Sphere of Light is 5 years old. Across our centers plus LA Church, we have crossed 1,000. You are complaining that my condition is so bad. You are about 7 or 12. TDJ's. 10 years, 5 people. Joyce Meyer never began ministry until she was 42. Got to TV for the first time in her 50s. Well, you have YouTube now. Some videos on camera. And I need to explain. Ministry is not about getting nice suit, man. Because if you have nice suit without the content, you'll be in soup. That's not quotable quote. Just telling you. I'm too busy for quotable quote. You'll be in soup. You think what we are dealing with here is about just dressing nice, look funky. You better make sure there's a message. Make sure there's a life. Make sure when you say you are praying, make sure you are praying. Because they will check you out. They will check you out. I said, my wife sat down on Monday, we were talking. I said to her, if only people know the things we survive. Yeah, but we move. Go and think about it. T.D. Jakes pastored 5 people for 10 years. Not because he was lazy, but because he was creating track record. 10 years. Many of you would have dumped ministry and said, God didn't call me. I don't know how to lie. I don't know how to pretend to be what I'm not. This ministry got sound system for the very first time. I think whether 2019 or so. The man from India, it was you he called. I think 2018. When was that? The man, you know the way I used to preach? Let me tell you the way I used to preach. My phone. We went to download one software or one application for recording. It's very sharp. But also, I'm telling you, we'll connect earphone to it. I'm preaching. Earphone is around my neck. It's not guy. That's the recording. My early messages I was spreading everywhere. That's how I recorded them. What's your excuse, sir? I will gather them in the house and teach and teach. During lockdown, there were days I was preaching 5 messages in a day. And teach 15 minutes break. Back to another teaching. And at night we are going to pray. When I say, I'm looking for somebody who is going to, someone say, I'm starting ministry. I have a wish list for those who are going to give us. Say, well, okay, what's your wish list? Say, screen, and then line array speaker. Line what? I Shaida kaban de kaite filetish. Hey, naman de kefitish. Oh, Jesus. I was listening to the man of God, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Said his son said, when he's done with school, he wants to pastor with him, that God has called him. He told the son, go and start the church. The son said, where? He said, go in the sun. Go and start there. Ah, what kind of church is that? He said, call it church in the sun. And that's what they call the church. Today that church seats thousands of youth. One of the reasons why sons of great men rarely become great is because sometimes you over pity them and exempt them from the process that made you. Early track record. You don't begin a track record with manifestation. You begin with service, consistency, and commitment. Commitment. These are character traits you can't buy in the market. There are too many gifted rebels. Commitment. And the devil knows how to do it. He knows when God has planted you around some, he will make sure your eyes are not open till it is too late. I said, I could have learned that from him. Could have learned that when we had the chance. Commitment. Are you following what I'm teaching you? Are you sure? There are very important things that must happen early in your life. Number one, you must find God early. You must find God early. Ecclesiastes 12, from verse 1. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not. Let me explain. If you fail to find God in days of your youth, evil days will come. In fact, whether you find God or not, evil days will come. Listen. Look up. Your life is simple. It doesn't matter the problem you are going through. It's not as complicated as it can be if you continue despising God. The idea of the devil is to make a person's life complicated that even with repentance, he can't retrace it back to the original. It's like the way a spider weaves the webs. It tries to make it difficult to go back to the original blueprint. And there are events that will make it so. And that's why I tell you, if you seek God early, he will prepare you. If you seek him late, he will repair you. Because you would have damaged yourself. And sometimes after repair, the person can still do the original again. He can't. Because now the whole thing is complicated. Too many mistakes that, yes, God has forgiven. See, the issue here is not forgiveness. If it is forgiveness, forgiveness is like an ocean with God. The issue is, can the plan be fulfilled? If Mary had been sleeping with Joseph, will God forgive them? Immediately, we forgive them. Those who come, he will not cast it. But there's this, as far as this prophecy, this messianic prophecy is concerned, the person must be a virgin. This one though. Has he forgiven you? Yes. Can you do it? No. Why? Because he has not forgiven, he has forgiven. But there's a word that has gone ahead. And you have missed the mark. You know that one because it is written. You have to search yours out. There are things God wants to do with your life, and there are mistakes your destiny will not permit. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, you didn't get me. There are mistakes that the one who will carry this ordination you seek must not make. If you do not know God early, you will make those mistakes. Will he forgive you? Yes. But you can't do the original plan. You can't. You must understand it. And you must live your life with fear and trembling before God. You must understand that you don't have the same score sheet with everyone. And you cannot afford to do what they are doing because you don't have the same destiny. You must understand that what they will do and still get back, you may never find your way back. You must understand that. You must understand that. That the river storm will float on top. You can drown you. Because of the... See, listen. There are people that the devil is just waiting for them to misbehave once. Just do it once. He will quickly mess up their life and complicate it. There are others that it's not so important. Don't worry. Go come back. But this one, once. It was once that Dinah, Genesis 34, went out to see the daughter. It was once. Dinah went out once, at least recorded. She said, let me go and see the daughter of the land. Shechem, she didn't escape it. It was once. You see, for Samson, he was doing many things, coming back. Dinah, it was once. What I'm saying is that your friends may have track record of what you don't have liberty to do. And that they are doing it doesn't mean you have the liberty to. You must understand that. I have a friend. The guy still keep other girlfriend. He still. What is your family pattern? What is the blood flowing in the lineage? There is a trace of promiscuity, of immorality. Then you now think that's what you can toy with. As compared to somebody who is just trying to create a pattern, the children will fight. That going and come back is creating a pattern. The children will fight the battle. But you, there's an established one on ground that you just have to leave Christ and you will fit in the mold. So you are playing with your life. There are careless people you can't make your friends because their lifestyle is your own pitfall. Once you enter what they call lifestyle, and they are also Christians who speak in tongues. Oh yes. One of the reasons why the devil used people to fight me is because when I begin to lead a person, the first thing I check is, what is your family pattern? My first assignment is to lead you against it. Because you are not praying, that thing will instigate you to hate me. Yes. And that's why I can't leave the place of prayer. Yes. There are many people that the devil is not attacking. He's fighting those that will rescue them. And many times he's fighting those people through them. And let me explain this to you. Hold on. First, when the devil begins to complicate your life, you will lose your priesthood. And as a father, let me speak to the men. As a father, you will not be able to bet accurately the prophetic destiny of your children. That's phase one. Phase two is, if anyone amongst them now arise, because you keep going down the line, it will now begin to use you to fight them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Before it gets complicated, remember your creator now. Don't let anything tell you that you will learn to pray later. If you are not praying now, you can never pray later. No. That I will learn to fast later. Start now. I will learn to start studying the word. That's why anybody who stay around me know you must study the Bible daily. You must pray daily. Once we can deal with those two, we have helped you to a level. Many people don't pray and they don't study. There are people who are hearing me now who have not studied a chapter since this year began, but they still preach. And the message is flowing. You will not quickly agree that the devil is already complicating your life and seek help. I've rarely find a young pastor come and say, "I'm sorry, sir, I don't have prayer life." See, prayer life is not the ability to stand before the altar and bend your head. When the doors are shut and no eye is watching, are you still an audience before God? Do you pray? I don't get carried away by social media. And I tell those around me, majority of those who talk prayer don't pray. Do you pray? Because if you pray, we'll see it from the decisions you make. You'll be spirit inspired and spirit energized. I told you I went for a meeting. I was about to start preaching. Stop that. A strange fire. Stop that. Drop the mic. Sit down and learn. The boys disappeared. They don't sit under the sermon. They are either if they are in a place, it's to manifest. If it is not manifestation, we are out of here, man. Looking for opportunity to get ahead of others. No, it doesn't work that way. You will serve. You will learn and mature. At least get these two things right in your life. Start from 3 chapters a day. Master it. Master it. Then make sure that at least you have an hour of prayer. Master it. Master those two. You will discover that all the noise you've been making, you've not mastered them. Spirituality is not just about shouting. What can you withstand? What fruit do you bear? If we shake you, what falls? Do you know what shaking is? As I'm preaching now, I just received the most devastating news. And I can withstand it. Many times I've stood on the altar and I'll just, so and so person is dead. You continue like, that God means was going to preach when he received news that his son had died. And he still went on. What has happened to you that you say, if this is what Christianity is about? And you are the one saying, we take nations for the Lord. Spend me and reap Nigeria for yourself. Spend me. We shall say all these things. The person who is singing the song knows what he's saying. And those of us that is mentioning the name in the song, Oluwa Grace. I heard spend Femi Lazarus. When they spend you, you know. You know what it means to spend? Honor. They are spending you. When a person is spent, it means you are giving the person out in exchange. Can God put out the light of your ambition in exchange for a city? Say, I have my plans. You see, they are not spending you. What can you forego because God's agenda must reign? That's spending. What can stop about your life? Or you have one life to live, yet this thing will never come to pass again. Because God has chosen that some people's destiny is important. I didn't wake up planning to be a pastor. My first preaching in Sphere of Light Church, I was confused. So you mean I can't just wake up and decide to travel to any country? Because I knew the course. Some people's life will have to keep me perpetually undying. People have liberty, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, to relocate. And I don't have that liberty. And I knew from the beginning that this is what this means. The reason people get in the middle of it and get confused, because they didn't count their course. They didn't count their course. I knew that this is my life going. Because I'm about to pick a new course. It's my life. It's my life. I will have to erase people who can go anywhere, but I can't. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can't wake up and make, I don't have the luxury of that decision. I don't have. And just get up tomorrow and said, myself and my wife, we move to Australia. I can't. Where will I put the people? As a single pastor, I mean, there was somebody who were trying to work it out. All that needed to happen was for me to be ready to leave the country. And I did like the person. What can you forgo because of the vision you have received? Can you let a relationship go? You know, because many of you, once you enter that relationship, every part that thinks is muted. Gone. No, God has no value. And that's why he's going to keep some of you single for a long time. And I'm not saying you are single, because he needs to make sure you are safe. If you'll be putting the person in danger if he can take the place of God in your life. And you begin to see from the question people are refusing to ask in relationship, to let you know, like, destiny, in fact, they were not pursuing any destiny. The only question they have is, what's your best color? You want to paint him? Or you want to paint her? Wait, why do people ask best color? And meanwhile, they will never buy the person clothes. You think somebody is asking, is about to buy the person clothes. Socks, they won't buy. Say, what's your best food? You know, I don't really eat much, but you see, when I see fried rice and salad, it makes me happy. If the girl should boil water, it will burn. It will burn. They'll go and pack the residue of the water. What is Joe? Water is burnt. Where are you going? Who are you accountable to? Tell me about your doctrinal persuasion, because this is a doctrine that will raise our children. What do you believe? Who trained you? Are you still connected with them? If now he has issue with everywhere he had risen from, it's a red flag. It shows that he's not a man of commitment. If you like, say, I love him, he will dump you. And it may be after two children. He will. Just a matter of time. You ask question. Tell me about your background. Okay, what did you study? After school, what did you do? You want to check if there's a track record of many things. Because you are thinking. You are, hey, girls. Relationship is not suspension of your brain. Wake up. Too many good girls in the hands of beasts. Can I talk to you? Am I free to talk to you? What informs the kind of guy you like? What informs it? What informs it? If my wife has said she wants a man with six packs, I'm not the man. I am not. My coach is here. Let me celebrate him. Yes. Even today, sir, he said, this is your stomach. It's not my fault. If it was about six packs, I'm not. My own is one pack. One rounded pack. I'm pursuing it. It's not like it's not good. I'm not going to tell you it's not good. I like it. I used to have it in the days I was hungry. But it disappeared. See, that one is hunger pack. I used to be excited. I flex it. I didn't know when he left. But I suspected it was when I got married. I suspected. You see, you people that are clapping are not my friends. I'm saying I'm being overfed. Yeah, you are clapping. No problem. Your own too will come. That's on a lighter note though. However, the criteria people are looking for in spouse sometimes is amazing. Some people just say, I like a girl with open tooth, open gap tooth. Okay. Ah, okay. Ah, you see, I'm trying to contain the way I feel. That gap tooth. Is this the way that will be flowing from it? Is this the way? Say, when I see a girl gap tooth, I just lose everything. Ah, my body system just scatter. Ah, ah. How? Some cannot stand those who are tall. Say, tall and huge. Say, ah, otipami. Saul was tall. Goliath was too. Paul was a short man. I'm not trying to patronize anybody or advertise anything. Last, you are the one that know what you want. All right? I don't, no matter what we say, you know, what you want is what you want. No problem. But I'm just saying, balance these things with the right desires. Balance them with the right desires. Balance them with the right desires. You must have something that God has shown you that you're just waiting to appear in human form. Some brothers have hacked 90% of the girls in church outside. Every girl. Okay, what exactly are you looking for? We have examined all these girls. There's no similar pattern. Now, they have told themselves that he's coming. Your name amongst them when they talk is, brother, is coming. As you start talking to the girl, the friend has told her, we know where he's going. The girl is waiting. Instead of bringing this level of ridicule and disregard, if this affects you, please take it with very, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry also. All right? So, but instead of all this abukun is not alabukun, abukun. Abukun is reproach. Just settle down and know what you want. And sometimes if 99, in fact, the reason why I think it shows that it's 100%. If 100% of people you ask, I'll say no. It's a sign that you need to build a life first. Get a life. A woman likes a man that she can predict where it's going. Yes. Before you make promises, show her you're on the way there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even if you don't have your dream job yet, let's see the way you are hardworking in doing the ones that are not your dream job. Will let us know the kind of person you are. I have sold Indomie by the roadside, sir. No dues. You know that time. Some people I was leading say, I can't follow a man who is selling noodles by the roadside. There's no problem. It only came to pass. Teaching in the primary school, primary 5. Taking jam students, mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology. Which subject have I not taken in this life? I will move from second government schools to government schools. I will be gathering them in the evening. Mathematics class, 2 hours, 15 naira per lecture. Because if I stay at the end of the month, they won't pay. 15 naira to enter my class. And I survived that season. But it was not my end now. If I had met somebody that would say, I can't marry a broke man. Then she doesn't have a eye to see. Because you must know how to see prospect. Prospect is not that he doesn't have, he will have. Prospect is, he doesn't have yet, but he's working at it. Don't remove work from prospect. He must be working at it. Yes. Anybody who is sleeping and waking up, just sleep. Ah, that's not prospect. That's trouble. I said that's trouble. Sisters, I said that is trouble.
Yes, sir.
I said that is big trouble. I've said many things in passing tonight. Many things in passing. And if you want to be very rugged and durable, you must learn those things. I don't know the reason why I've taught the way I've taught tonight, but I know it is for somebody. Oh yes, many things in passing. Many things in passing. I'm always looking forward to the next challenge, to the next instruction, to the next, because that's track record. That's how to build it. That's how to build it. It work. Don't play too early. Don't form chief. I'm telling you. And there are many things I've deprived myself from so that I can, my face can be set like a flint. So I can be focused. So I can be sharp in my pursuit. I've refused to be blinded by my own light. Oh yes. There are many of our platforms I don't visit. Oh yes. I don't visit. Just so that I can keep pursuing like one who doesn't have any result. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. If I want to buy one car per month, I will. But you must put certain things under. So you don't eat your tomorrow today. So we don't have young ministers who now start being under pressure because a generation wants to rate you by the size of your car. Stop it. I was listening to Dr. Dike Olukoya. He said somebody, a woman went for a scan. Because I hear this man, so in case you don't know. Let me say this, there's nobody in the body of Christ that I have issue with. Yes. I don't have a problem with anybody. Say two people say they're having a problem. I say, okay, but you are two, both of you are good people. That's my answer. Both of you are good people. Okay? Just so you know, the way I'm talking to you, I'm going to talk to the other person. And I won't say what anybody said, but both of you are good people. Oh, yes. He said he prayed for the woman. They had gone for a scan. And they discovered that the baby in the womb had no head. Oh, yes. Headless fetus that was growing in the womb. The congenital issue. Alright? And so, the woman called. Because doctor said we must remove this child immediately. Or the fetus immediately. So the woman called and tried call and call and they got across to him. So he told them to go and bless water. Say, drink it. And all that. Say, go back. Another place for the scan. And they went to that same place. And they checked. And there was head. But the man had made a vow that if this can happen, I'm going to buy Gio a car. So he bought him a limousine bulletproof car and brought it down to Nigeria. I didn't even know. But if you hear the stories of this, there were days that they were taking bicycles to go and preach. You want to start climbing a tree from the top? No, it doesn't work that way. Build track record of consistency, of commitment. Because listen, the reason why many people don't honor the fathers is because they feel they know the way better. Say, why you got all these people to be suffering like this? Their church is not growing. It means they don't know much. No. You build from the scratch. They said they brought the car. They said they even tried to sell the car. Nobody wants to buy. Not bulletproof limousine. Limousine itself is wahala. You need to buy a plot of land to park it because it's long. I'm just joking though. So you don't see. Alright, but now bulletproof. See, so it's just there. I've seen fathers, Daddy Joe was saying one time he told people, don't bring car again. Don't come bring. He was tired. Is that what you are pursuing? He was begging them, don't bring car again. I'm tired. And by the time he got home that same day, they were going to go drop, I think, two or three cars again. And one of them was saying, sir, just enter and just drive it, sir. And if you like, give anybody. But if you pursue those things from the scratch, those days will not come. It won't come. See, just drive it. There's a man of God in this, I don't want to mention his name. On his birthday, I think 2 years ago, they brought him 5 G-Wagons. 5 G-Wagons. He said, let them take it back. Let them take it back. He doesn't want. 5 G-Wagons. Oh, yes. Meanwhile, I heard the story. He said, when he came to Abuja, anyway, the person I'm talking about is Apostle Selman. So when he came to Abuja, he was sharing the story. He said, one time he was on the street. He was praying and then looking for,
you know, venue. I don't know whether it was this time they came or earlier, you know. Then he had to branch one place, one restaurant, and he was eating. Then he was eating, and he was saying in his heart that one day God is going to give us this city. We are not going to continue like this. He shared a story. This story really touched me. He said one time, a ministry hosted him in Ibadan for a vigil. And, you know, they didn't book hotel and all that. So at night, he was just wondering about. Just wondering. So he wandered towards Premier Hotel and all that. See, but the price was expensive. He just had to look for another meeting where people were praying and just join them. The same Apostle Selman. The same Apostle Selman. Don't think anybody grew from nowhere. Nobody who is standing is a weed. The same man. He said, so he just joined. When it was daybreak, he traveled back. Imagine having people who brought you. Now, he said about 3 or 4 years after that, a ministry brought him to Ibadan. And security everywhere, filing. Guess where they were taking him to? The same Premier Hotel he could not afford. He said, he just look at life. Say, everything is on the other side of growth. Everything is on the other side of growth. Everything. And that is the, if you don't know what drives my life, this is what drives my life. There are many things I don't pursue. I just grow. And for me, it is so, so real. Just grow. Everything. Oh, it will become a thing of story that when Spirit of Life Church came to Abuja, will you not believe you have to climb 3 buildings to go to their venue? This, there was no AC. People will really believe, they can't believe. They say, no, they can't. But it's true. Pastor Chris shared about when their ministry was in Benin. A man came, promised, I'm going to Bible Sound. They were going from Benin to Delta. Worry. The man will say, come back again. We'll call, telephone, call, come. They say, he's busy. Come back. They have gone several times. And they just said, oh boy, this man. To think Christ Embassy was once traveling. Because how much? Maybe 1,000 there then or 500 there. Everything that has life grows. But you must pay your dues. You must pay your dues. You must show that you know the calling God has given to you. You must. You must pay your dues. You must build your track record. Can you suffer for the calling? Can you go through? Say, yeah, but now that there's children, okay, you've heard stories. You've heard mine. And more will still come. So don't think I've shared stories in the past. I'm ready for the next instruction and any problem, anything that God is into. I'm ready. Oh, yes. You don't think that I've come to a point where I've now settled and say we have loved those things in the past. No. No. If after I drop this mic, God said this is the next thing to do. Fantastic. Which day was I preaching here and I said I know troubles will come and I'm ready. I've told God that as I finished preaching, another set of problems began. I laugh. I say I've said it. And I was not saying it for the camera. I was not saying it for the mic. I was not saying it for recording. Oh, yes. Can you pay the dues? Everybody will pay their own dues. You have to be willing to pay the dues. You have to be willing to pay the dues. You have to be willing to pay the dues. You have to be willing to pay the dues. Oh, yes. You have to be willing. You have to be willing. You have to be willing. You have to be willing to pay the dues. You have to be willing. How far can you go? All this one that we are saying we are sacrificing, is that is test. It's just test of mammon. Some of you look at me and say, the days you were earning 50K, it was easy to sacrifice 25,000. But the same God has blessed you. You know, things are now... Things are not anything. It's your priority that changed. Your priority changed. It just revealed what has always been there. See, anybody can be humble when there's lack. Can God test you with $10,000 and say, give me back? $10,000. That's 8 point something million. Say, nobody has taught this in my lineage. Meanwhile, that decision makes you the last person to touch it. Unless another child will come, who will not follow your footstep. Yes. And let me wrap up with this. Don't live the kind of life where your children will have to not follow you to succeed. Don't live that kind of life. Do you understand what I said? Where God will have to instruct your children not to follow your path so he can do with them what he has to do with them. Don't be that kind of man. Don't be that kind of woman. I want us to pray, sir. I want us to pray. Because as I'm teaching this topic, that's why I want to calm you down. If you don't feel, Apostle is about to charge us up. We're going to go and take territories. This character must be formed first. This foundation must be gotten right. Huh? It must be what? Gotten right. It must be what? It must be what? I was listening to Brother Billy when he shared a story. That after NYC, God told him to return back to Boko. He had served there. And meanwhile, you can see, I don't want to go further. Alright? God said, go back there. One time he was crying, his friends were doing well. He said, he too now went to borrow some money, put some money together, went to buy a car. God now said, so you can prove that you too, you are not doing bad. You went, do you still hear the voice of caution, sir? Or God is okay with everything you are doing? When was the last time God cautioned you? You know why? Because you are like that rich man and Lazarus. All the voice of instruction around your life, you have despised it. So heaven is now quiet. Because if you can't follow the people you have on ground, even if God say, come down and say, you won't hear. You won't hear it. You won't hear it. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Listen, I don't know where I was seeking God. Something happened along the line. I don't know when, but something happened because I was seeking him genuinely. That scarred my heart that no amount of hunger can ever make me turn back. And I've faced issues. And I know more are still coming. Just so you know I'm ready. By his grace. No amount of hunger. Oh yes. What is that thing? God do it to me too. This jumping up and down. Hey, do scar my heart. Make it yours. Make it yours. Make it yours. Oh yes. When there is new wine, there is new fire, there is new freedom, the kingdom is here. I lay down my own to carry your new fire today. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring me wine. So make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Make me your most treasured possession. In Jesus' name we're praying. Listen. Don't let pride enter your heart. Be humble. You can ask for the grace. Okay? Because pride goes before all falls. Once there's humility, you pass through any structure God is having for you and you will win. Just take it. One time, David had sinned against God. Absalom had risen against David. A young man came, was insulting David. But that Joab or Abner wanted to strike him dead. David said, don't kill him. Maybe God will, by the reason of this reproach, have mercy on me. That's the Davidic posture. God is not going to raise his hand off till he's done. Or when you tell him you are done. The intention is to continue till he's done. And he will need to use unpleasant situations. It will never be pleasant. It will be pleasant. The things that will grow you are not going to be pleasant. As I came to Abuja now, I've had more layers of it. Oh yes. By this week now, we are going to settle for that new facility. In another 1 or 2 weeks, we have equipped it, we have moved. That's another layer of faith for me. Oh yes. That's another layer of faith that, oh yes, this thing works. I go to another place again, this thing works. And let me say this before this is the part they say drop mic. This statement is a drop mic statement. See, many of you have the resources to partner with me in missions as we are doing, but you will not do it. Some of you are watching me online, you will not do it. Members of the church, you have it. We have to now labor extra, but you will not do it. Meanwhile, God is giving you the chance to at least participate in something. Let your life stand for something too. Say, I have plans. Some of you will even go behind and insult the church and say, no, but I have my own plans.
We don't have plans. We don't have a life. We are the dirty ones because we are busy. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. Some of you need to repent big time. It's not a threat. Repent. If we say we love Jesus, love him with your resources too. Yes. With everything. Now, this is a very discipleship teaching I've given to you. Very, very important. I've not minded to all at all. Because yeah, there are times that as an apostle, you come with rebuke or with encouragement. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tonight I've come with a rod of rebuke. Go and check the places you have missed it. Be willing to go any length for God. We too that we are preaching this gospel, we went to school. Oh yes. We went to school. And some of us were extraordinarily good that professors will say, you must become a professor. I'm telling you. But we're not. No, when you see people who are preaching the gospel and you're on the field, don't ever call a pastor a lazy man. No, no. We went to school and we studied well. Are you following what I'm saying here? But we had to drop those things and follow Jesus. Yes. If you have an opportunity to be a pastor, do it with your life. It doesn't, social media can insult what I'm saying. I don't care. People are watching BB Nigeria and they are sponsoring it. How much more the cost of people's salvation? Oh yes. Oh yes. But for those of you that are having new money, that God is just testing you some 1 million here to you. Okay. Show to him that you are still the same man he found. And never let this thing clog your heart. I'm saying this openly. If you are not a part of the mission project we're having now, you are wrong. Never become a deviant in a house where God has planted you. I'm not saying this to the body. I'm saying this to my own people in the sphere of light. The ones God has given to me. Praise God.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.